Good afternoon. This is KTOO, and I'm Clarice Larson. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, lawmakers failed to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of a bill that would have reinstated pensions for public employees late last night, and the Alaska House failed to advance a tax cut for the Alaska LNG project. Lawmakers had hoped to make a deal. They'd pass a gas pipeline tax relief bill in exchange for the governor allowing the pension bill to pass into law. But that deal fell apart Monday night after lawmakers modified the bill in an effort to allow the North Slope Borough to negotiate its own tax agreement. Representative Robin Nayak-Freer, a Democrat and the only lawmaker from the North Slope, proposed the change.
I have to fight for my district, and I have to fight against... Everyone wants to pull the resources out of there to benefit the rest of Alaska. But you want to take away our property taxing rights.
But that was unacceptable to Dunleavy and the pipeline developer, which said it would inject too much uncertainty into the $46 billion project and hurt its ability to get financing. The architect of the pension for gas line tax cut deal, Anchorage Republican Representative Chuck Kopp, says the change effectively killed the bill.
The Kenai borough gave up their Title 29 powers on a far expensive LNG export facility to make this work. North Slope borough has not been willing to do that.
Lawmakers have very little time to pass a gas pipeline tax bill, which Dunleavy says is necessary for the project to go forward. The deadline for the regular legislative session to end is tomorrow. And halfway between Juneau and Haines, there's a small rock with a big history. On it sits the Eldred Rock Lighthouse. The facility has been there for over a century, and today is the oldest original lighthouse in Alaska. It's been in disrepair for decades. But after years of restoration work by volunteers, the lighthouse will open to the public for the first time later this month. Ahead of the grand opening, the Alaska Desk's Avery Elfelt made the journey to the rock with a boat full of volunteers and has this story.
Some 24 people carefully hop from a large boat to a smaller one, and then onto a rocky island in the middle of Lynn Canal. The wind is whipping, and the boat lurches in the waves. Once on shore, they carry supplies uphill toward a red and white lighthouse perched high above the water. Inside, up several flights of stairs, a small group is hurriedly building bunk beds.
Oh, great, working. I love that. Keep going. Please build me a bed. I'd like that.
Tu York is the executive director of the Eldred Rock Lighthouse Preservation Association. The nonprofit is dedicated to restoring the lighthouse, which first opened in 1906. Keepers lived and worked here until the 1970s, when the U.S. Coast Guard started automating lighthouses across the state. Since then, York says, the only longer-term known residents were of a different kind.
The doors left open, and these sea otters came in and spent the winter up in the attic. And they crapped everywhere. And so the first job that some of the volunteers did was put on a respirator and Tyvek to clean up otter crap.
York and volunteers from Haines and Juneau recently journeyed to Eldred Rock to build bunks and work on other projects in the final days before the lighthouse opens to the public. The reopening is the culmination of years of work by the nonprofit, its many volunteers, and paid contractors. Moving forward, the space will be used for artist retreats, family getaways, and weddings, all organized by the preservation group. There will also be tours offered by a local operator, which will help fund ongoing restoration efforts. Perhaps most important, though, is that the lighthouse and the stories it holds will once again be intact. York says it's impossible not to feel like part of history.
When you come out here and you feel you sleep where the keepers slept, and you take care of the light that the keepers took care of, and you watch the boats go by, you know, the ferry every day, the Fiordland.
For others, the reopening offers a chance to relive their own history.
So I still haven't been out to the rock, well, since 1970.
That's Ralph Crane. He's 75 and lives in Homer. But he spent 2 years at Eldred Rock when he was just 19 years old. Crane spent his days here operating the light and radio beacon, making weather reports every hour on the hour, and doing everyday chores.
Like I say, it was the best and worst time of my life, and a lot more best than worst.
When Crane was off duty and the weather cleared, he, the other keepers, and their two dogs,
Kenmore and PB,
would take the boat out to set crab pots, fish, and comb nearby beaches. He says the restoration is a labor of love that amounts to keeping history alive. He's planning to drive to Haines from Homer with his daughter for the opening ceremony. They'll camp along the way there and back. Crane says he's thrilled his former home has been restored and is excited to return.
That's a lot of history to just see crumble into disrepair. It was heartbreaking for me to, knowing how we kept that thing, and then to have it literally abandoned.
A big part of the cleanup effort has been dealing with widespread lead contamination and making sure the area is safe for the public. It's been a major feat. So far, the restoration has cost more than $500,000. York says making matters more complicated is the reality that doing any work requires hauling people and equipment to the island, often in bad weather.
It's the worst weather in North Glynn Canal. So our challenge has always been and always will be transportation and safety coming on and off the island. So we have to make tough decisions.
On the morning of the most recent trip, volunteers from Haines loaded stacks of lumber onto a 50-foot aluminum boat known as the Taz. But rough seas meant those supplies never made it on shore, and that the day's work was cut short. York had to ask most volunteers to pack up early and quickly get off the rock. A handful stayed behind. They'll spend the week here, working toward ensuring it's ready for visitors in just a few days' time. Reporting in Haines, I'm Avery Elfelt.
And a man accused of breaking into two homes in the Mendenhall Valley and assaulting three people earlier this month has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Juneau resident C.T. Moa, age 24, faces six felony charges and three misdemeanor assault charges related to the alleged break-in and sexual assault of one person. Moa is currently in Department of Corrections custody and appeared in person at his arraignment at the Diamond Courthouse in Juneau Monday. According to Juneau police, two Juneau residents reported a man knocking on their door and attacking them in the early morning hours on May 2nd. Both were knocked unconscious, and the woman reportedly being sexually assaulted. The man fled when she woke up, police said. 15 minutes later, a nearby resident called JPD and reported that a man had broken into his home when he was sleeping and punched him in the face. On May 7th, Juneau police took Moa into custody. Charging documents say police canvassed the area of the attack, and residents identified Moa in the footage of the suspect. The charting documents say Moa claims he was intoxicated and doesn't remember the events of the night. Moa is also facing one misdemeanor theft charge related to an alleged theft at Alaska Cash Liquor in downtown Juneau earlier in the night on May 2nd. His court-appointed public defender, Nico Ambrose, issued a not guilty plea on all charges at Moa's arraignment on Monday. Moa is currently being held at Lemon Creek Correctional Center under a $10,000 bail. If he posts bail, the court will attach an electronic monitoring device to him. The court will enforce a nightly curfew at his residence, and he will be prohibited from contacting the victims or Alaska Cash Liquor. The next hearing in this case is scheduled for July 8th. And last night, the Juneau Assembly met for a regular meeting to vote on whether to divest from the ski area's gondola project, approve funding toward a potential federal buyout program of flood-prone homes, and approve a grant for summer child care programs in Juneau. Here are some of the highlights from the meeting. The Juneau Assembly approved two ordinances to finalize the city's divestment from Eelcrest Ski Area's controversial gondola project and pay back a $10 million investment from Gold Belt Incorporated. When the city purchased the gondola in 2022, the project was estimated to cost under $10 million. But the Assembly chose to back out of the project in April after its price tag skyrocketed to more than $37 million. Due to compounding monthly interest on the investment, the city actually owes Gold Belt around $12.2 million, but it has roughly $2.7 million set aside for the project, so it will pay about $9.5 million. The money approved comes from the city's general fund. The Assembly approved both ordinances in a 8-1 vote. Assemblymember Nano Brooks voted against both ordinances, arguing he wanted the Assembly to hold off on the decision to not deplete the city's general fund. Several residents testified for and against the decision. The Assembly also approved an ordinance in an 8-1 vote to spend nearly $560,000 to appraise properties on View Drive in the Mendenhall Valley, the street hit hardest by the annual glacial outburst flooding. The appraisals are a step in the process for a potential federal buyout program of the flood-prone homes. Two View Drive residents testified during the meeting, both in support of the ordinances and potential buyout program. Assemblymember Alicia Hughes-Scandes voted against the ordinance, citing concerns about the city's current financial situation. The money approved comes from the city's general fund. And the Assembly also approved a one-time appropriation of $270,000 from its general fund for a grant to Southeast Childhood Collective for summer childcare programs in Juneau. The funding is aimed at investing in the expansion of childcare for school-aged children in light of last year's closure of the school district's Rally program. This is KTOO.